Andy, I have 7 PM. Before we call the roll, I would like to say that Mayor Sanford has informed us that she will not be in attendance this evening for health reasons. So Annie, call the roll.
Mr. Jennings?
Present.
Mr. McCallum?
Present.
Ms. Nell?
Present.
Mayor Sanford? Mr. Hoskins?
Present.
Mr. Bowles?
Present.
Mrs. Powell, absent.
We have a quorum, so we will do the Pledge of Allegiance. All right. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic on which it stands, one nation and under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The Texas flag. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible. We have no special presentations tonight. The next item on the agenda is 4.2, the Audit Committee.
I was out of town with an ill parent, and so I'm going to ask Alderman Bowles to please report on.
Okay. Okay. And I may ask Ms. Harris. This is just going to be real quick. We met last Thursday. We received 3 bids from PB&H, which that's who we use now for an audit firm, from Belt Harrison Pahacek, and Stuart Garcia and Stanley. And after looking at everything, we're going to make the recommendation of Belt Harrison Pahacek. A couple of things. They're a larger firm. They have a lot of municipalities that they deal with. Morgan's Point, Seabrook, Deer Park, they're probably the closest ones to us, Baytown, that sort of thing. One thing we did notice with Stuart Garcia and Stanley, they only have one municipality, and they would rely heavily on city employees to support them during an audit. Also, we would not get full-blown CPAs coming in and helping. They would just overlook everything afterwards. So at this time, the audit committee is going to recommend we use the Belt Harrison Pahacek, and it's going to be right at $17,500. They were going to waive the single audit, which is $8,900, so that gives a little bit of a cost savings and that sort of thing. So I want to thank Karen Harris, Felicia Ramos, Johnette Kuhn, and Alderwoman Snell. I think we accomplished what we needed to accomplish. I think we're going to have a good cost savings and made a good choice. So thank you.
Council, have any questions for Ms. Bowles? Hearing none, we'll move on to 5.0, public hearing and public comments. This is 5.1, public comments. This is your opportunity to address council. Council will not discuss with you on anything unless it's on the agenda of the night. But we'll just start over here. Ms. Yamabe.
Value 616 Baywood. Couple of things. First, I want to say thank you to the Civic Association and to J.O. Washington, the Pales, and Tracy Rebatt, for keeping the cook-off going. That was Wayne's one wish before he passed away, and he was able to see that happen before he passed, and so I really appreciate it from the Gamble family that this was still being made possible. Okay, the BBS, I don't see a need to get rid of it, maybe improve it, learn from it, learn how to use it, but it's really a good asset to the citizens of Shoreacres to see the inner goings of our aldermen at work. And I think it should be left in place, just improved on. The water ordinance, no. You don't target one house to fix a problem that will affect a lot of people. And you may have a sprinkler on, it may go over into the yard. I mean, it's just endless possibilities that could could happen from implementing this ordinance as it is written. Tweak it maybe, but don't give one person the ultimate responsibility of going in and cutting off someone's water. That's wrong. I feel like it could be tweaked if you want something like that, but I don't feel like cutting somebody's water off is the answer. And on the budget, it was mentioned that the cuts might have to come from the ditches and the drainage. I don't consider that fluff. I consider that city services that we pay for. And there's got to be another way to cut expenses. Thank you.
Anyone else? Ms. Brown?
Everything Darlene, Brenda Brown, 630 Mount Airfield. Everything Darlene said was basically what I was going to say. I think you need to leave the bulletin board up. I think it's a human rights violation to cut off someone's water. It's one thing to cut it off if it's delinquent, but just to cut it off because they have a leak or something. And I don't like the way it's wrote up. I think it's just, I don't even know the word for it. You know, it's just not right. So that's what I have to say.
One last call. Last call. Yes, sir.
Karen Harris, 215 Oakdale. I somewhat echo what Mrs. Brown and Mrs. Gamble Bay said about the water ordinance, and that it probably is a little overreaching in some aspects, and it could be tweaked. I think I sent a copy of what Austin has in their water provisions, and they tend to, they qualify what a major leak is, and I think that I think that we should be frugal with our water, and when the water ends up having a problem to other neighbors, I don't see that the city has any legal recourse to do anything about it without having some kind of ordinance in place. So I would support something written a little less broad and overreaching to truly address major water leaks. That's all I have.
All right. Last call. All right. Let's move on to administrative reports. Annie, do you have the administrative report?
No, sir.
Okay. Mr. Stahl is on vacation, for those of you that don't know that. And the monthly financial report, 6.2, is in your packet, Council. Do you have any questions about that? Perhaps Andy can answer those. If not, feel free to send Mr. Stahl an email, and we will get clarification on those. We'll move on to 7.0 business, consideration and approval of invoices. Do I have a motion to approve the paying the invoices?
I make a motion that we pay our invoices.
A motion by Alderwoman Snell. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
And a second by Alderman Bowles. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? And the measure passes unanimously. 7.2, reconsideration and approval of ordinance number 2016, ending the use of a city online message board in accordance with Texas Government Code Section 551.006. Mr. Bowles.
I'd like to make a motion to reconsider and approve ordinance number 2016-223, ending the use of a city online message board in accordance with Texas Government Code Section 551.006.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Last call for a second. I'll second it. What the heck? So we can at least talk about it.
I know there's some uproar about the message board. We're not using it properly. Somebody made a comment last week, learn how to use it. Take a class. Today, we received a letter of demand from Chief Harrison and Sergeant Thompson. And in it, there's reference to comments made on the message board. And it's probably going to cost the city some money. And I think that if we don't have the discipline to use it properly, let's shut it down, let's get past, and maybe a more mature council, myself included, reconsider. But at this point in time, it's not going to be good for the city if it goes any further. So, and that's part of the reason why I put it out there. There's comments that get made, there's open-ended comments that just get put out there, and we're not using it properly. And I took a real hard issue with it, that we were going to try to discuss the budget on the BBS. Let's negotiate the whole thing. And that's not what it's for. I think we need to get in front of each other, be civil to each other, and work together. And I think that's the one less thing there that's going to keep us from doing it. It's going to be 10-foot tall and bulletproof behind a keyboard. But let's be adults and sit back and talk to each other like human beings. I don't think that's anything to ask. The city needs that. Our citizens deserve that. So that's all I have.
Do you have any other discussion, Alderman Hoskins?
Actually, about 2 months ago, I thought about doing the exact same ordinance. But I thought long and hard about it. And it really has more to do with transparency. I kind of look at it like, the person that's constantly out drinking and driving. This solution takes away the car. A better solution is to quit drinking. You know, that makes more sense to me. And what we as councilmen just need to do is to use it properly and to focus not on personalities, but on the issues themselves and focus that way only. I know that some of us have really tried hard to do that. Others have been lax about it, but I think we should leave it open. I don't see think we should close it down.
Alderman Snow?
I agree with Alderman Hopkins. It is a good tool for transparency, which I think, and I've heard from citizens, gotten emails, and I know council, you know, like Kendall Pickett sent an email, and they're supporting keeping the BBS, but as you said, learn how to use it properly, folks. And I agree, and it has been misused, and that's a shame. But by taking this away, the citizens are not, they're going to be left in the dark as to how your council member feels, and then if you disagree with something you see on there, you can contact them directly. I also disagree with Alderman Bowles insinuating that it's not for budgeting purposes. It's a way to discuss the budget without breaking TOMA violations. You know, if one line item, if you just have a problem with one line item, trying to get all five people together, we've had a lot of meetings here lately, is difficult. Put it on the BBS, and the citizens can also see it, and then they can contact that city council member or others and weigh in that way for when things do come to vote here. So, I do believe we need to keep it. It would be a step backwards for transparency in this city if we remove it.
Alderman McCown?
Yes, sir. I feel that we are the custodians of the bulletin board, and definitely by some of our actions, we have not handled it properly by the use of the bulletin board. And being one of the custodians, I would feel like right now, since all six of us are aware of the way that it has been used, including the improper use, that we stay with it for another possible 4 to 6 months. And at that point, if we are not any better, then that would probably be completely in favor of disbanding the message board. But I think, like children that act up, it's time for us to, you know, get in the same playground, start playing fair, and understand the proper use. So that's the way I feel about it tonight.
All right. Anybody else? We'll take a vote. All those in favor of overturning the mayor's veto, vote aye. And all those in favor of sustaining the mayor's veto, vote nay.
Nay.
So the mayor's veto is sustained unanimously.
I abstain. I did abstain.
Okay. You did abstain?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Moles abstained. So the mayor's veto is 0-4-1. Item 7.3, consideration and action to adopt ordinance number 201629, amending the flood damage prevention regulations for newly installed mechanical and electrical service equipment. Mr. Bowles.
I make a motion to consider and adopt ordinance number 2016-229, amending flood damage prevention regulations for newly installed mechanical and electrical service equipment.
Do I have a second?
Second.
On my calendar is a second. Any discussion?
I'd like to speak to this, if I may.
No, that's for.
Oh, you're first. Never mind. I'm sorry. I'm just going to steal the floor from
you. This is just a modification of what we had passed a couple of meetings ago about the elevation of your air conditioners. There was some concern about it being 8 foot or 9 feet above your house, and talking with Mr. Stahl, since he is the floodplain manager, we were able to come up with a solution. It's going to put it at the design flood elevation or 4 feet above the highest floor. It's also, it's going to deal with the flood distribution center. I'm sorry, I'm freezing to death. If it's a non-substantially structure damage, then you can, you'll be able to keep it, but 4 feet above the ground. So, go ahead.
I'll yield to you. Go ahead.
on the October 10th meeting is when we passed the FIRM and the new FEMA ordinances for the city. And during that meeting, I raised the concern about the way it was written, that some of us that live in single-story houses that are pretty much sea level, guilty. If I had to put it would be in the sky, which, it wouldn't flood, but if we get a hurricane, then it's going to become a huge projectile. And I'm sure the neighbors wouldn't like my unit crashing through their homes. Furthermore, we do not get any CRS points for this. So it's not going to help us reduce our flood rate. But the only thing it's going to do is cost citizens money. So if you go to replace your AC unit, even if raising it at 4 feet, you're going to have, your AC guy, you're going to have plumbers, everything's going to be elevated 4 feet. I personally would like to see Section 3043 just taken out in its entirety. If you're willing to gamble that your AC is going to drown, good for you. And I said this in the last meeting, ours went underwater for 3 days, and that train fired right on up, and it's still going. So, you should always buy a train. But I just think that this is going to cost citizens money. God forbid we do have another flood. If it got us CRS points and closer to getting a bigger discount on our flood insurance, I'd be all for this at 4 feet. But that is not the case.
Can I just add one thing? Mm-hmm. On a 30-year mortgage, you have a 26% chance of your house flooding. So that means your air conditioner will go underwater. So just put that out there that you've got a 0.25%, in your 30 years, you got a 25% chance of having a flood. So it's a gamble.
It'll be somebody else's problem. That's all I have.
Anyone else?
I tend to agree with Alderman Schell on this. We're creating this is kind of like you can buy any color car you want as long as it's black type syndrome. We're creating code for citizens to protect them against themselves. Whereas, if somebody's going to replace their AC unit, the proper thing for the city to do is to give them information about lifting it 4 feet. Not requiring it, but giving them information about it. Because that does give us CRS points, and that can reduce, as part of an overall program, can reduce our flood insurance. Believe it or not, giving them the information gives them the points. Requiring it doesn't. And I just don't think we should be legislating the color of your walls or anything like that. If you want to put yours, and I agree with Alderman Bowles, if you want to build it that way, you're going to probably lose money, but that's your choice. So I'm not really in favor of the entire ordinance, section 3043 as it is. And that's just my opinion.
Alderman McCown? All those in favor? 7.3, consideration and action to adopt ordinance 2016-229, amending the flood damage prevention regulations for newly installed mechanical and electrical service equipment, as motion by Alderman Bowles and seconded by Alderman McCowan. Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Nay. Say no.
Abstain.
I'm going to abstain as well.
All right. The ordinance passes. 3-0-2 vote. Item 7.4. Consideration and action to adopt ordinance 2016-230, prohibiting the misuse or waste of city water, providing for the suspension of water service for waste of city water, providing for the restoration of water service, providing for a penalty for non-compliance. Alderman Bolt.
I make a motion to consider and adopt ordinance number 2016-230, prohibiting the misuse or waste of city water, providing for the suspension of water service, for waste of city water, providing the restoration of water service, providing for a penalty of non-compliance.
Do we have a second? And the motion fails for lack of a second. Moving on to item 7.5. Consideration and action to adopt ordinance number 2016-231, providing for changes in the rate and charge for residential waste collection and disposal service, repealing ordinance 2006-009. And that would be me. And what this has to do, I'm going to make a motion to approve ordinance 2016-231. An ordinance of the City of Shore Acres, Texas, providing for changes in the rate and charge for residential waste collection and disposal service, repealing ordinance 2006-09, containing a severability clause, making various findings and provisions relating to the subject, finding compliance with the open meetings law, and providing an effective date. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion by Jennings, second by McCallum. This ordinance is to adjust the trash pickup rate from its current rate of $13.35 to a new rate of $17.50. Any discussion?
I just want to say I don't think we really have a choice based on the price of what Decker's charging us. I mean, we can't lose money on it, but we'll be getting all the services, so I don't know how else I could vote. Other than I.
Does anyone else have any thoughts? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And the motion passes. All those in favor say nay. All those abstaining? The motion passes unanimously 5-0. Item 7.6, consideration and action to adopt ordinance 2016-232, approving the 2016 property tax roll. And this was actually put on there by the city secretary because that's his job and he is on vacation, so I will take that one up. I make a motion to approve ordinance 2016-232, an ordinance in order adopting and approving the City of Shore Acres, Texas 2016 property tax roll. Do I have a second?
A second.
Motion by Jennings, second by Snell. Do we have any discussion on this? For those of you that are wondering what's going on up here, this is simply we're adopting the official tax roll as provided to us by the council. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Any abstentions? And the ordinance passes unanimously. Item number 7.7, consideration and action to adopt ordinance number 2016-233. Ratifying the 2016 property tax rate for the City of Shore Acres. And again, Mr. Stahl is on vacation, so I will take this. And let me find this in my packet. Does anyone have this in their packet? Mine seems to be missing this one. I make a motion that we adopt ordinance number 2016-233, which is an ordinance ratifying the tax rate of 0.765505 per $100 of assessed value as provided for under section 25.06C of the tax code, providing for the assessment, levy, and collection of ad valorem tax for the city of Short Acres, Texas for the year 2016 and for each year thereafter until otherwise provided. Establishing the date when ad valorem taxes become delinquent, providing for certain exemptions, providing for the rate of assessment, providing for penalty and interest for delinquent taxes, and providing for an effective date, and providing for a savings clause. Do I have a second?
I second.
And again, the motion by Jennings is seconded by Schnell. Any discussion on this? For all of you that are wondering what we're doing on this item, what we're doing is we're adopting last year's tax rate. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Any abstentions? And we're going to move forward to item 7.8. And I do have this one, I think. Okay. Consideration and approval of resolution number 2016-212, authorizing the mayor to execute a contract amendment with the San Jacinto Community College District for police and security services. I make a motion that we approve resolution number 2016-212, a resolution approving, authorizing, and approving, and authorizing the mayor to amend and extend an interlocal contract with San Jacinto College District to provide police services at their Maritime Center, making various findings and provisions relating to the subject, finding compliance with the Open Meetings Act law, and providing an effective date thereof. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, we have a race to the second. I'm going to give it to McCown. Motion by Jennings, second by McCown. And do we have any discussion on this item? No discussion heard. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? And the measure passes unanimously 5-0. Item 7.9, consideration of approval of resolution number 2016-213, authorizing the mayor to execute a professional services agreement for financial audit of the city's operating funds for the fiscal year ending September 30th, 2016. Alderwoman Schnell.
Yes, I'm going to make a motion that we pass resolution 2016-213. Approving and authorizing an agreement between the City of Short Acres and Belt Harris Pekacic for audit services of all funds for the fiscal year ending September 30th, 2016, making various findings and provisions relating to the subject, finding compliance with the Texas Open Meetings Law, and providing an effective date hereof.
Alderman Self, could you do a favor and spell that for me? Belt Harris and
Pekacic. It's P-E-C-H-A-C-E-K.
A-C-E-K.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
That's a motion by Alderman Schnell, a second by Alderman Bowles. Do we have any discussion on this item? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? All those abstain. Hearing none, the motion passes unanimously 5-0. Item 7.10, consideration and approval of ordinance number 2016-234, amending the code of the City of Short Acres to end payment of city employees for unused sick leave of loan, resignation, retirement, or death. Alderman Hoskins.
All right. I make a motion to approve ordinance 2016-235, an ordinance of the City of Short Acres amending the code of the City of Short Acres to end payments to city employees for unused sick leave upon resignation, retirement, or death, containing a severability clause and making various findings and provisions relating to the subject, finding compliance with the Open Meetings Law, and providing an effective date thereof.
All right, Alderman Hoskins has made a motion. Do I have a second?
I second.
Alderman Hoskins makes a motion. Alderman Schnell seconds. Do I have any discussion?
I believe I have the floor first. My motion.
Basically, what this does is it doesn't actually touch somebody's sick leave. I mean, I'm all in favor of our employees getting sick leave, earning sick leave, But this is about an ex-employee, somebody who has left, we're paying them sick leave as they leave. Vacation time is one thing, sick leave is another. Sick leave is a privilege. And if we pass this tonight, what this will effectively do is remove a little over $20K from the city's budget.
I believe Mr. Bowles, you have a point of order?
Yes, sir. I believe this would be a breach of contract. Employees get hired on. They're working under an assumed that they're going to have this, and to take it away while they're already employed. I think further, if we were to implement this, it should be for new hires.
Mr. Bowles, I need to rule on your point.
Sorry, first. Sorry about that.
We have a point of order. Mr. Bowles has has objected to this as a breach of contract. Mr. Hoskins, before I roll, I do have a question for you. Did you run this by the city attorney before you proposed
it? Our city attorney.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
No, I did not.
Oh, you did not. Okay. Have you checked into the legality of this?
We are still an at-will state in the state of Texas, and that gives us the right to change or amend a person's employment and conditions at any time, considering there is no contract.
Are you? Okay.
So we are an at-will state.
Yes. Actually, we are. Are you? I assume that you received the demand letter that I emailed you today.
No. Okay. I have not looked at
it. You have not looked at that. The law is fairly clear on this. It would be a breach of contract, so I will sustain the point of order. We'll move on. Item 7.11, consideration and approval of ordinance number 2016-235, amending the general fund and utility fund operating budgets for 2015/2016. That is an error. That should read 2016/2017. And let me see what's in the actual... the actual ordinance appears to be correct. Yes, it is. Okay, so there is an error on the agenda item as far as fiscal year, but the actual ordinance that we'll be discussing is correct, so we'll proceed forward. I make a motion that we adopt ordinance 2016-235, an ordinance of the City of Shore Acres adopting the budget amendment 1 to the operating budget for the City of Shore Acres, Texas, for the fiscal year 2016-2017, providing for the reduction of property tax for appropriation, providing for a reduction of expenditures, making various findings and provisions relating to the subject, and finding compliance with the open meetings law, and providing an effective date hereof. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
I have a motion by Jennings, second by Bowles. The reason we have to do this is because the budget that we adopted was based upon adopting the effective tax rate, which was no tax increase. Several council members chose not to come to meetings. Therefore, we have, as you heard earlier tonight, we have adopted the tax rate from last year, which is effectively a 2.1% tax increase. And these council members did not attend meetings and talk about this beforehand, but that doesn't matter. So I make a motion that we amend. I'm going to make three motions here. First motion, I'm going to make a motion to amend the property tax revenue forecast, line item 4010, and reduce it from $888,101.99 to $870,087.71. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
I'm going to make another motion to amend the expenditure side of this. I'm going to make a motion to revise line item 6240-30, which is supplies of small equipment for the police department, and remove one in-vehicle radar system, which will change the budget from as passed from $20,000 to $15,500, a reduction of $4,500. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Alderman McCown. You going to make another motion?
Point of order.
Okay.
We have too many motions on the floor, and that's not proper.
You're correct.
Secondly, my second point of order is that I don't have Exhibit A. I haven't seen it. Can I get a copy of that?
You know what? I don't have an exhibit.
We're voting on Exhibit A.
The exhibits were here. If you didn't make it to the budget meeting, then I can't help you. So
Exhibit A's.
We have a motion and a second to approve the revised revenue forecast of $870,087. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? All those abstaining?
Aye.
That motion passes. I heard four ayes. I didn't hear a fifth. So 400, I suppose. Now we'll move on to the second motion, where we're going to cut expenses. I would make a motion to revise line item 6240-30, supplies, small equipment on the police department side, from $20,000 to $15,500. That will remove one radar, in-vehicle radar system. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second from Mr. Bowles. Do I have any discussion on this one? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
Nay.
Nay.
So that one passes 3-2. I'll make a motion to revise line item 6870-40, which is the Parks Department equipment. It was, as passed, it was $20,000. I'm going to make a motion to reduce that to $13,250. All those, do I have a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. Bowles. Do we have any discussion on that? All those in favor of the motion to amend line item 6870-40 from $20,000 down to $13,250, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, nay.
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 And that's 3-2. Motion to revise line item 6285-50, storm drainage maintenance, from $20,000 down to $13,250. And that's my motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Again, Mr. Bowles, do I have any discussion on this? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed?
Nay.
Nay.
All right, what we have just done is we have amended the original budget. The original budget called for a revenue of $888,101.99 with a balance of negative $58.46. After revision, we have we tried before we revised it, Alderman McCallum and Bowles and I have tried to increase and double the amount of money the city spends on drainage and improvements, and the amount of money the city spends on parks improvements. We tried to double that from $10,000 to $20,000. The mayor and Alderman Hoskins and Alderman Schnell had preferred a budget of $10,000 for those. Unfortunately, because of the reduction in the revenue, we have reduced that to $13,250. The overall net effect of this is that we are still balanced on the general fund and we will be at a $44.18 difference from the original budget proposal. And I do believe that's the last item. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'm going to make a motion to adjourn.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
See you next time.